This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. In recent growing seasons, farmers have been planting soybeans earlier and experiencing, for the most part, higher yield potential. We will hear more from Connor Seibel of the University of Illinois next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
Connor Seibel is a research assistant professor at the University of Illinois and says growers are interested in the research behind planting soybeans earlier.
First thing we've been looking at, because there's a lot of talk about it, planting date, the value of early planting, that holds true. It doesn't win every year going the earliest, but it still holds pretty high yield levels and potentials. An advantage there as well is you could put the beans in a little earlier, maybe colder, when we wouldn't want to be putting in the corn.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids. Northwest Iowa Bex Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartel says management decisions made a big impact on this growing season.
Oh, yes. To me, the year 2025 is about, it's a year of variability. And a lot of times that variability can be impacted by the environment. Oftentimes this year, it might be a little bit more due to the management on those acres. What was the fertility program? How did you protect that crop, both weeds as well as diseases? And nitrogen and fungicide applications definitely paid off big. We had a lot of rainfall in July. I think we lost a lot of our nitrogen. You know, that was a big thing. And here again, it's pretty easy for me to point these things out after the fact, but I think they're very real. Anytime guys were more intensively managing their nitrogen, maybe split shotguns like that, there was definitely a good return on investment there. The other thing is fungicides. Southern corn rust, big story again this year. Tar spot came in a little bit later.
For more data and advice, visit BexHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.